Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We were chatting yesterday about the reality that more than 200,000 people spend more than an hour commuting to work every day. And I think a lot of people listening will be able to identify with the time that is lost in our commute to work. And it begs the question, when we're living in this technologically connected world, why is it not possible for more of us to be able to work remotely from home? Well, our next guest believes that at least for some of us, there's an alternative to these long commutes. And that's by looking for those flexible working arrangements and allowing people to work from home. It's great to have Vanessa Tierney, the co-founder of Abidoo, on the line. Good morning. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Hi, good. Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, well, let's start with that. Just tell us a little bit about what your company does, and it's Abidoo. Get it right, yeah, second time.
You're not the first to say Abidoo, but it is. It's Abidoo, and Abidoo stands for your home, your abode, and do being work. And very simply, it's a website that we launched back in September, enabling companies to post roles where their proper careers, and by proper I mean they're permanent, whether full-time or part-time. But these roles can be done either from your home or from perhaps a local hub in your rural town, or a mixture of the two. So the idea of putting on a suit and tie and doing the 1-2 hour commute each day, they don't require that. And so our platform enables people to access those jobs.
How have you found it, Vanessa, just kind of reaching out to different companies? Because it's something we were chatting about yesterday when we were talking about just the reality that many rural communities, many people are commuting, and a lot of these communities just need a new lease of life. And I think if people were able to work closer to home, if they had the choice, they would. Is there kind of a cultural change needed, or what's your experience being kind of working with companies saying, you know what, a lot of these roles, people don't need to be putting on the suit and tie and travelling for hours every day?
Yeah, well, there's a revolution happening is the best way I can say it. And it's been happening under the radar for many years. Like, if you think about home working, it's always been there right back to, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But it was the level of role, you know, it was either self-employed, zero contract or commission only. But with the advancements of technology and telecommunications, it's now possible to do practically all of your roles from the comfort of your home, as long as you have the connectivity. Now, one of the big things that we wanted early on was to have a sponsor in the space of communication so that we could educate people. If you've got fibre, you can now work from home. And we're working closely with Open Air on this because, you know, there's now 1.6 million homes and businesses connected. There will be 1.9 by the end of this year. So that means those people have the choice. And I think for rural communities, like I live just in Wexford outside of Gorey town, and they've built a phenomenal enterprise sort of hub called the Hatch Lab. And what that means is that any of the offices in Dublin, this is at the same standard. It's got the same level of fibre. And I now have choice. So I've got young kids and I work from home 3 days a week. That's our policy at Abidoo. And then 2 days from the office. So more and more companies, they might not be going remote 100% of the time, but they're beginning to see the value, especially if you want to hold on to your talent when they get into their 30s and 40s. And, you know, they start having families. By being more flexible, you're going to retain your great people longer.
And that is that something that you think is being reflected just in attitudes? I mean, I'm thinking about, I have a very blessed situation in that my husband got a new job there about 6 months ago, which is across the road from where we live. And Vanessa, it changed our lives because we got back 2 hours a day. Sometimes he can come home at lunch. Or I'm just thinking of people across the country like that. Getting that extra time back means that you can maybe drop your kids to school or meet them for lunch or whatever. But you just keep hearing over and over again where there just doesn't seem to be that will to be a bit more flexible.
Well, we've got obviously two types of companies in Ireland. You know, we rely heavily on foreign direct investment and it's been phenomenal for employment. They are very progressive. Companies certainly coming from America, you know, 40% of the workforce over there has flexible work solutions. So they're embracing it in a big way. The big brands here are doing it already. So there's a couple of thousand people that are fully remote 100% of the time. But then we've got obviously the Enterprise Ireland clients and the Indigenous, and probably they're a little bit slower to embrace it. And generally, companies are just apprehensive. They know the technology is there, but maybe it's the trust factor. But they're starting to do it in a small way, maybe letting people work from home 1 or 2 days a week. And we have a toolkit we created with Enterprise Ireland and IDA, which enables them to kind of assess their business. And this is free. And they can assess their business and see, are we ready to do this? But like, think of the amazing people out there that are not working, that want to work. Like, I shared an article yesterday from the Irish Times online, and it was heartbreaking. It was a couple that were getting up really at 6:37 in the morning, dropping the kids at 7:30 in the morning, and not collecting them from the creche until 6:30 that night. And, you know, for a 5 and a 3-year-old, 14-year-old, that's a long day, and it's heart-wrenching. And once you have flexibility, like you and your husband, and you will never go back.
No, it's hard to imagine, but
this is a new sort of industry revolution. We've done 100 years of suit and tie, going to the office, but we don't need to do it anymore. So I think we will have power with numbers. Last week alone, we had 500 people in Ireland register on Ubodo, and it takes 8 minutes. You know, it's not a straightforward thing because you want to put in all your preference settings. But 500 people from a little bit of publicity we did. So people want this, and I think companies are sitting up and realising, okay, we need to take stock and do this.
And have you found that, Vanessa, just working with people and with the various people that have registered and all that sort of stuff is probably contrary to what employers think, you know, that fear of productivity and stuff, that when people are given that flexibility, which gives them back time and quality of life and time with their families, they actually work harder in the time that they have. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, like, not only are they happier, we all know if you're happier and you've got time to maybe be healthier, like, I've literally just finished a boot camp class 5 minutes early to jump on this phone call with you. There's no way I could have done that when I had my career in Dublin and commuted from Bray every day. That would have been a non-runner. So the statistics now, because there's a lot of research being carried out, productivity of an individual will go up by 10 to 20%. A person, on average, themselves will save up to €10,000 a year. A company will see a saving of approximately the same again. So thinking about it, like the coffees that you buy, the lunches, the additional hours in childcare, the suits, the makeup, anything that you need to make that visit to your office every day, that's all gone. And then it's just, as you said, about the being there at the school gate sometimes. Like, you know, little ones get sick, and it's horrible feeling to get a phone call to know your little one is sick and they're an hour away. Whereas I'm blessed. I mean, I'm 5 minutes from nursery and 5 minutes from school. And, you know, at the end of the day, if I need to take 2 hours off in the afternoon with my kiddies, I'll make it up in the evening. But attrition, the attrition problem is fixed when companies start embracing this. So, like, for companies, I'm just a big champion of remote and flexible working. And I think it's the future. And I think if companies don't embrace, they're really going to fall behind and lose their great people.
I have to say, Vanessa, I love the sound of the Hatch Hub that you mentioned that's in County Wexford. Is there plans to create more hubs like this? Mm. Because, I mean, it's just, when you talk about it, it just seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, we're, as I mentioned with Open Air, we're working with them. We're working with Enterprise Ireland. We are getting we've had the backing from the local enterprise, Leo, in Wexford, which has been amazing. And we will, in the next few weeks, be able to list on the Ubodo website all the co-working spaces in Ireland. There are close to 200 across the enterprise centres, private organisations, co-working hubs, and Bank of Ireland are opening up some of their branches for co-working complementary. So there are a lot of places that you can now work. So even if you're in rural Ireland and you're on a farm and you're thinking, you know, I want to get my... There's a lot of kids abroad right now, and I mean kids in their 20s and maybe early 30s, and they want to come home and they've got great careers abroad. And, you know, they want to come back to their families in rural Ireland. They might not have broadband into the home, but if they've got broadband into the local town, you can go for a job. And in fact, the beauty of the remote roles, or if you register, you can actually go for the interviewing process and secure the job while you're still abroad. Get yourself through the probation period, which is the nerve-wracking bit, and return back to Ireland with the support of an employer and a secure job. You're now permanent. It's just changed so much to when I returned back 5 years ago. And there's a lot of people out there that would love to be back home and feel like, you know, if they're here, the quality of life is going to be far greater and they're close to their loved ones.
I'd say, Vanessa, now there's people listening at the moment saying, I really like the sound of that, but what type of jobs are possible? Yeah. Is it just kind of IT work, or what have you found, kind of types of industries and stuff?
So initially, when the seed of the idea of Ubodo was being developing, I kind of assumed it would be technology, but I was so wrong. Yes, over 40% of the roles on Ubodo at the moment are in technology, but there are also financial roles ranging from sort of executive up to manager. sales roles ranging from salaries of about 30,000 right up to our highest salary on Ubuntu at the moment is actually 180,000, which is an amazing opportunity for work from home with a bit of travel. You're also looking at roles in marketing. There are a number of roles in human resources and software development, as well as some unique skills within technology. A lot of leadership roles going up because companies are realizing if they're going to build out a smart work force, and smart working, I mean remote or home or hub, they need the leader in place first. So I think leaders who are maybe traveling to Dublin every day, and we're talking salaries of about 50 to 80,000 to work from home. So that, you know, and all the standard employee benefits, you know, and the support to set up your home office. So they're there, they just need to register and start getting matches.
So what do I do if I'm listening at the moment saying, yes, I like the sound of that, sounds like one of my skill sets is in there. You just go on and register and away you go.
Yeah, go on to Ubuntu, A-B-O-D-O-O.com. And you're either an employer or you're a worker. Click the relevant button and you go through the steps. Now, there's a lot of questions, but we've built the technology to not waste your time. If your listeners have been on job boards, you nearly get numb to job alerts that are irrelevant. So you do input all the data, like, you know, I want to work from home full time. Actually, no, I'd like to do it part time. This is the sort of salary range I really need. These are the benefits. I do need healthcare. So we go into a lot of detail, but that allows the algorithm to only present matches. So some people are saying this is a bit like Tinder, but a little bit, because you start getting matches to say, you know what, there's an 87% match here for you. The beauty, though, is you are anonymous, so no one can see you until you approve a match. And I think that's important because people, you know, you want to be careful, your role is secure. So if you approve a match and you go for an opportunity, it's only at that point the employer sees all your details. So really, people have nothing to lose. And then the final bit is you actually do a broadband speed test as part of it. And if it's not good enough, your connection, there's tips on how to improve. But there are sort of minimum requirements you need to be able to do a job successfully from wherever you are. And maybe if your home broadband's not good enough and you can't get better broadband right now, you can see, is there a co-working space locally?
I have to say, it is just a fantastic idea. And I remember recently, Vanessa, doing a work call with people from every corner of Ireland on, I think it was Google Hangouts or something like that. And afterwards thinking, why did we ever have to take the trip into the city centre to meet each other when we got exactly the same thing? We achieved exactly the same on the phone. And hopefully, as you say, it is kind of a new revolution that in a few years' time, it will just be the norm.
Yeah, well, and on the opener, the 200,000 people that are commuting, wouldn't it just be great if even half of those, you know, secured a role from home or the hub, and they're there with their family, or they're able to work out more, or just get their life back? Because, you know, life's about living and not necessarily about working and commuting every day. So we're you can probably tell we're really passionate and an amazing team, and we're hiring ourselves. And so, you know, if anyone has sort of sales skills or marketing skills and they like our mission, which is to, you know, really build an extensive database of the talent of Ireland, not just the commuting talent in the cities, then please feel free to register and get in contact with me directly on LinkedIn or by email.
Fantastic, Vanessa. It's been lovely to talk to you, and congratulations on being co-founder of such a wonderful company and a great idea, which I hope continues to grow from strength to strength. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning. That was Vanessa Tierney, the co-founder of Ubuntu. If you want to go onto their website, you might be interested in finding out more and registering. It's abodoo.com, abodoo.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.